How are you doing, Oscar? You're joining us in the studio once again, this time for the Monday Daily Gig Guide. Don't burp into the microphone.
I didn't burp. Why would you make something up like that in the studio?
You almost did.
I almost did, yeah.
How are you doing? How is it out there in the foyer and such?
It's good. It's pumping. Like, for quite a while, there was only, like, as we've said before, it was just yourself and me, Jared, for about 6 months.
Yeah.
It's nice having more people.
Especially in, like, the grips of winter there it was, like, last year. Jeez, it was cold.
It was tough. We had to brave it through coming in.
And, of course, we hated one another for a long time there.
It got really tense.
And we've only just warmed to one
another. Yeah. I remember just never wanting to see your face after, like, I'm trying to... No, it was good. It's good to have a crew out there. They're doing a good job getting all the stories up for people to listen back to.
Beautiful.
But looking forward to the gig guide. Unfortunately, we don't have an interview for this one. But hey, you can dance, as we mentioned on the good news segment.
But everyone's too busy.
Everyone's too busy dancing.
Limbering up.
That's it, man.
Up.
That's it.
Do you know what I mean? Learning, yeah. Learning some new moves, tutorials 100%, online and such.
Man. Well, last week on the Gig Guide segment, we talked about the Moving Stills, band from the coast. Uh-huh. I saw them on Friday.
The beautiful Central Coast.
Beautiful Central Coast, yeah. It was interesting. There was quite a few of their mates from the coast in the crowd, and you could definitely tell.
Just
in terms of the, I guess, the antics.
Antics.
I guess you would use, yeah, in the crowd. But no, it was good. It was at the Lansdowne and we had, don't tell anyone, but we had a cheeky little mosh. But it's all right now. But no, yeah, we had a dance and it was all building up to that one last song and everyone just thought, F it, let's just do it. The lead singer started crowd surfing and it felt amazing.
Oh no. I don't know if you're implicating people here or not, Oscar.
I get a... Police riot squad coming through the 2SER studios.
Yeah.
Get down. Nah, well, look, the law's changed now, so I don't think you can be held accountable for a new law.
This, of course, all happened at 12:01 this morning.
Exactly. This was all this. That's what I said, dude. But no, it was a great show. And then the next night, as part of Lazy Fest at Mary's Underground, I caught the Lazy Eyes.
Yep.
One of 2SER's favourite young up-and-coming Sydney psych rock bands. Mm-hmm. That was a lot of fun. Didn't much of that. Had a little bit of a jump around. Obviously very safe, but it was an action-packed weekend, and we've got a pretty good weekend coming up this week.
Okay,
shall
cool.
we get started?
Yeah, let's rip in, Oscar.
What's coming up? So this Saturday, we have one of my favorite bands, the Pinheads. They're playing at Pado RSL.
Yes.
Haven't heard a bit from those guys. I think they kind of went on a bit of a hiatus during the pandemic.
When's
as
that?
Many bands. Yeah, that's this Saturday with Body Type.
Oh, cool. I'm going to go. I did see that just very briefly.
Yeah.
And did you check out their new single?
Pinheads?
Yeah.
I didn't even know they had a new single.
Yeah, they released one last week.
I'll give it a listen. The last song I listened to by them was their cover of Elvis Costello, Pump It Up.
Yeah.
Which was great. I think they're a seriously underrated band.
Pinheads,
yeah.
Yeah.
They're playing at the Pado RSL. Shout outs, where I used to have my primary school discos. Great spot. Get on this a bit of Flow Rider, get your lolly bags.
The catch-up song.
Yeah, it's so much fun. But that's at 7 p.m. If you're a fan of, like, I guess, classic punk, like the Stooges or the MC5, these guys do a good job at kind of, I guess, bringing that back to the stage. Their lead singer's known for his antics in terms of walking through the crowd.
Getting his rig out.
You prepare to see some boys in undies.
Yeah.
Some men in undies, I should say.
Yeah. Get ready to see some skin.
Some skin.
And blood a lot of the time.
Yeah. It's punk rock.
It's
skin
punk.
And blood.
It's punk, baby.
But also on Saturday night, we've got indie pop artist Taylor BW at Cindy Park Hotel. It's free.
Cool.
Book your tables. We'll put links, as always, on the Gig Guide page. So she's playing at 8 p.m. If you're a fan of Bjork, Billie Eilish, cool indie pop, dreamy synth. I guess is the way to describe it.
Yeah.
But that's also on the Saturday, so it's a double header. We'll put the links to all the shows. I'll try and head to both those shows. Might see you, Jared, at some of the shows.
Yeah, man, I want to go to the Pinheads. My mate Joel, Ollie, Dill, Mid, do you know what I mean? The crew.
Yeah,
all
the boys,
us,
the
all
boys.
Of us, all of us from this beautiful central coast of New South Wales, but we've since relocated to Sydney, trying to spread those antics that you were just talking about.
Yeah,
from,
love it.
Those from a couple of
Maybe
hours
Maybe I'll run into you. At that show.
Yeah, for sure. Question without notice, Oscar.
Oh, hit me.
When's that Fontaine's DC show been rescheduled for? It's been rescheduled a couple of times and I'm not keeping up to date.
It's been rescheduled because I just got a notification for it today, but Fontaine's DC, Dublin band, meant to play at the Metro.
Yep.
It's been rescheduled to, I think, next year.
Man, I know like 10 people that have got tickets. I can't believe.
Yeah.
And I've totally clocked out of it. Anyway, that was just a little bit of
something to look forward to on maybe a future episode.
Yeah, if you've got tickets to Fontaine's DC, of course, one of the best Irish bands going around at the moment. I don't know, come say hello to Oscar and I.
Yeah, do it.
Thanks for joining again, Oscar.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.